There has been a series of serious discussions that have taken place from the day before yesterday and yesterday. So today will be a date dedicated to putting together and synthesizing the work and the documents that the ambassadors and the permanent representative committee to the African Union will be packaged, synthesized, and put into a form that can easily and better inform the executive committee, which is the ministers of foreign affairs of the member states. This is the work that will begin tomorrow with the ministers of foreign affairs and begin to deliberate so that they are preparing and paving the way for the heads of states discussions.
Mr. Boaz, there are expectations that there will be some form of change in leadership within the African Union. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, rightly so. There are a series of expectations because there are two key candidates that are vying for the position of the African Union Commission chairperson. And this is the incumbent, His Excellency Jinping from Gabon, and also a new candidate that the South African government has been able to put onto the team. So there are a series of engagements. There is a lot of discussions, mobilizations among the key people, but more importantly on how best that the heads of states, who are the people that will be making these elections on the heads of the AUC, are supposed to make their decisions. But remember that even prior to this process, already the heads of states were already beginning to engage among themselves. This, but also phone calls and building coalitions around regional economic communities and blocks around regions in terms of whether Anglophone, Francophone, Southern Africa, Eastern Africa, to create some bit of a strong backup for specific candidates. So His Excellency Jinping will be really meeting a very stiff competition from South African former foreign affairs minister.
Issues have been raised about the African Union's ability to resolve conflicts on the continent. Will there be discussions on how best the continent can mobilize to resolve conflict on the continent?
Yes, you're right, actually, because as you probably well know, and those who have been following messages in the press and other forms of media, there have been a series of questions and issues raised on the legitimacy or the power of the African Union to be able to engage into the African political issues and the extent possible to which you can influence the decisions on how some of these things have been taking place. Therefore, yes, it's right, and this challenge has brought into the light that there ought to be some specific discussions on how best and in a unified manner at the heads of state level decisions have to be made on dictating or directing the political orientation on some of the key issues on the continent. So the African Union Commission, through the discussion that the Permanent Representative Committee have discussed, one of the key things is to agree on a charter that is going to create space and spell out and the mechanism on how the AUC will be engaging in resolving conflicts. And the main focus here is going to be Somalia and also other regions that are conflict-prone areas. So yes, there is a new thinking and there is aggressive approach to how this issue should be addressed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boaz, for speaking to the Voice of America News.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Boaz, what title should I give you?
I'm an advisor to the African Union Commission.
An advisor to the African Union Commission. All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So.